Edit, if you'll allow me this privacy, but it really is good to see you. So you sort of blew her off anyway, but you blew her off in a less revengeful way. In other words, you blew her off from your place of power, not from your place of revenge. You didn't tell her to go away because you were trying to get even with her. You told her to go away because she didn't fit the pure positive energy moment that you were sitting in that moment, in other words. And so now now you've fast-forwarded a day or two, and now you're having another fantasy. There you are. You're still sitting there in that restaurant. You're feeling good for the wonderful day that you've had, and you see the door open, and in walks everybody that has ever given you a hard time about anything. And you look up at them and you think, you don't look the same to me. You seemed so big and strong. You seemed so sure of yourself, which made me feel so insignificant. And now you just look like normal people. You don't seem to hold any threat to me. In fact, you don't hold any power in my experience whatsoever. You don't even seem to be very interested in me, and I'm certainly not very interested in you. And I see that you're not coming to me because we don't have that same attraction going on. You were sort of annoying bullies, and I was sort of in that vulnerable state, and my vulnerability is what attracted you to me, just like the islands that Jerry was talking about. And now you're not showing up in my experience so much anymore. You're sort of a non-issue, and so you're not coming to me, and it's a relief because now I don't have to blow you off. Now I don't have to tell you to go away. You're just a non-issue in my experience. And so now you fast forward. Now you're in the same restaurant. You're having a wonderful thoughts in your mind. You're feeling proud of the work that you're doing. You're all tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You're aware that only the people who come to you are a vibrational match. They're up to speed with who you now are. They're other successful people. They're other people happy in their life. They're people successful in their work. They're people with ideas about the industry that you're working in. And all that stuff from your past just doesn't play into you, your experience anymore. You've left it so far behind. They were there when you needed them. In other words, all those people that mocked you, all those people that didn't see you for what you are, all of those people who misunderstood the power and the value of you. You know what they did? In their misunderstanding and even in their mistreating of you, they caused you to launch these fantasies. They caused you to launch these rockets of desires. And just now, in this dialogue that we've been doing together, you, for the first time, got vibrationally up to speed with what they helped you launch. In other words, you could say they were there for you when you needed them, even in their mistreatment of you, because they helped you to sort of take hold of the idea of who you are. Nobody likes to be mocked by people, but we want to say to you, everybody who mocks, no matter who they are, is disconnected while they're doing it. No one who's tuned in, tapped in, turned on, ever makes somebody else feel inferior or unimportant or not of value. So in the same way that they made you feel that way, you're not going to feel better by now turning the hose around and making them feel that way. In other words, it was their disconnection that caused them to mistreat you, but you've come into connection now, so you cannot mistreat people, even in your fantasy world. You are a lover, you see. You see how it works? This is extremely helpful. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes? It's an interesting thing because the people who surround you are the contrast that helps you to become. And they're also the bane of your existence because they helped you become more, but as you look at them, you can't be the more that you've become. Isn't it interesting? So they prod you into expansion, and then they goad you into disconnection. That's why you resent them so much. They made you be more, and then they be who they are, which causes you to be less, and then you want to blame them because, and isn't that an interesting thing? Life causes you to be more, and if you don't go, you feel worse and worse and worse. So the longer you live life, the more you become, the more you got to keep up with it. A child said to her mother, "When you get to talk to Abraham, ask this question for me. Why are grown-ups so grumpy?" And we say, because the longer you live, the more you find to fuss and worry about things. And the longer you live, that fussing and worrying causes you to expand. But then the longer you live and the more you've expanded, then the greater the gap. We think it's just fascinating. We've just explained to you why everybody bugs you who bugs you. They prodded you into more.